Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Really thankful that you press play on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have new directive what we're supposed to say now. So thanks for being here. Really appreciate that. In case you've never been here for an Uncensored before, we just need to give you a fair. Do we just need like a pre-recorded intro, you think, that just does this every time? Or do y'all like us just doing this?
Let's ask Bethany the baker or Grace.
Oh, no. Here. Are you reading the comments?
Or Queen Pam. How do you guys feel about it?
I just don't know if we just need to like run a disclaimer so we don't have to go through this manually every time. But
I think that if we do a disclaimer, I think it'd be really funny. I don't know.
Should we have Tom record one?
Yeah, that's the answer.
I'm the boss.
That's the answer. Yes, I want him to do it.
Okay.
I want him to do that.
We're going to do a...
In his quiet storm
voice.
Yeah,
he's like, hi, this is Tom. I'm the boss. And you just need to know that these shenanigans that are coming up are not approved by me, and so we're going to get that going. It'll probably take forever because Tom moves slow as molasses. You know he does.
He'll do it, though.
He will, but he don't get me stuck.
Hey, Celia.
This is a YouTube exclusive, what I'm going to do, but you'll understand, Jess.
Oh my God. Marcy says Tom is a great idea.
Yes.
No, I will literally go to his office right now and record him on my voice notes. Should I go do it now?
I mean, let's do the podcast first since we're here.
And catch him off guard.
Don't catch him off guard. He hates being caught off guard.
That's what I'm going to do. If I just put my phone in his face and I'll be like, can you do this? And he'll do it.
Drive me crazy right now. Since we don't have that yet, we'll have it ready for you in November probably.
Everyone do their best Tom voice and do your impression of how it's going to sound.
Tom, okay.
Let's take turns.
I love when Jess comes up with ideas on the fly. That makes me happy. Okay, who goes first?
Me.
Okay, go ahead. Wait, let me turn this off.
Hello, Uncensored friends. This is Tom Cook. I am the boss man, if you will. I love Kramer and Jess. They are my pride and joy. Unfortunately, I cannot get behind anything that's said on this podcast, but I do support them. Please be aware that this is inappropriate for children, but very fun for adults. Maybe grab your Orange Crush, your Natty Bow, your Celsius, if you will. Crack it open, sit back, and enjoy Uncensored.
Wow.
Should that just be it?
I mean, yeah. that's basically. It's going to be something similar. The only thing I would change in it was he does love to like say his actual job title. So he'll probably say something like, I'm the director of content
for the brand manager of Odyssey Baltimore.
Yeah, he does love to give his official job title. He will add a lot of like local Baltimore references.
I hit the Crush, I hit the Natty Bow, and I also hit the Celsius.
That, and he'll get a sponsorship in, because in case you don't know, we are very, very sponsored by Celsius, and we do love it. I want you to know that, but we really love Celsius, and we just need to make sure that is very known at all times by everybody. And
I think we should use what I just did. But if not, I think maybe I can just ride it out and have it. No, you know what? No, I want him to go off the cuff.
I do too.
And also, all jokes aside, I love Tom's voice. So I would love for him to do our intro.
And I want him to have his own creative freedom, because I don't even want to guide him, because you know it's going to be a little awkward.
I don't want him. No.
Yeah, I want him to have his own freedom. So anyway, there's a new intro coming to the show.
It's going
to
be Tom.
It's going to be a little awkward. And like, I feel bad for people that don't know.
I don't think it's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward. Like, I think you're downplaying like the guy.
No, it's gonna be a little bit bad.
He's got an audiobook voice. Like,
I think it's gonna be really good. For sure.
The texture of it's gonna be beautiful. It's the content that I'm concerned about. You know what I mean?
Well, we can workshop if we need to.
Yeah, we may have to edit it. But anyway, it's coming soon. Okay. Lot to cover, small amount of time. Here's the thing. My name is not Kramer. And it's Stephen Yancey by birth. And sometimes that annoys me. I feel like it's just kind of silly to have a radio name sometimes. But there's a lot of times I love having a fake name.
It's also like with your generation, like radio, like that was kind of the vibe.
Well, do you know why that is, by the way? Do you know why we had radio names? Do you know the history of that?
No, I don't.
So I'll tell you, this is probably a good reason for you to know why we had radio names back in the day. Because back in the, and I can tell you this now pretty safely, because radio ratings have changed. Back in the day, radio ratings were, I can't tell you how it works now because it would actually like be not good for us and bad things happen when I tell you how radio ratings work. But back in the day, how it worked was people had to write down who they listened to. So you wanted to have a really memorable name.
And easy to put
something
down.
You could remember,
spell,
something that you could like. So,
oh, I didn't know that. So would you like mail that in?
And so you would write down who you listened to.
That's wild.
And so you wanted like a really memorable name. So when I got into radio, my very first show was called The Nighttime Kiss. They wanted something that kind of went with Kiss Kramer. Nighttime Kiss with Kramer was the name of the show, and so that's how Kramer came along. I hated it.
It's so gross, right?
And I was like this like really sexual night jock. I was like, what's up, ladies? This is time for the Nighttime Kiss with Kramer. Come on.
Ew, 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 ew,
ew, ew, ew, ew, ew,
ew, ew, ew,
ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew,
ew, ew, ew, ew,
ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, ew, that could really affect the business too. I mean, it's this.
I mean, yes, but like honestly, if like this company wanted to like asked me to be an endorser, I'd literally say no.
but they could advertise just in general.
Yeah, that's true.
They could run commercials. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's.
No, it's true. Outside of me.
It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
It's multifaceted. Mm-hmm. So, with that said.
So now that Garage Boy and I are in the process of trying to move out of our apartment, and I've told numerous stories about my apartment, like ranging from fire alarms going off for hours from like midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning for 6 months straight. I've talked about parking garage gates never working and security gates never working. And I mean, just like, I mean, Garage Boy's car getting broken into, our mail constantly getting stolen, our packages constantly getting stolen, like all these things, right? And like also in the last couple of years, like the crime that's taken place on the actual property is starting to increase. Like it is not the same and does not feel the same the way it felt when we moved there 5 years ago. They also switched management. So it's mm-hmm. like when it was under a different company, it was so different. Like different people worked there. They switched and it's like a zoo.
You kind of shit all over this place, to be honest with you.
Totally, I do.
Yeah, I don't think you've said many good things about your
apartment. No, I've never said anything good, but I've never said like their name before.
No.
But I'm also sharing all these stories like for, you know, just like life. Like this is what's happening in our lives right now, whatever. And now that we're in the process of moving, like Garage Boy asked me, because the first thing that you do when you look at different apartments, you look at Google reviews, you know, or like sometimes maybe like going on TikTok or something like that. Like both of us are big on that. I mean, with anything, with restaurants, whatever. And he was like, are you going to leave a review when we move out of here for the apartment? And I was like, I don't know, because a part of me wants to be so upfront and real about our experience and list down all the things that have happened to us, because
wouldn't you want to read something?
I would want to know, because I will say when we're walking around and I've had people ask me, do you live here, like how's your experience, mm-hmm. I tell them to their face their my experience.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about it that way, where it's like if someone were to ask me about it in person, I would say that, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I also don't know, like, but then for some reason I feel bad that it's not good or something like that, mm-hmm. which is like very frustrating because they don't care about us in any way, shape right. or form, and have made that very, very clear. But I don't know.
It also must feel weird when like people are walking around, you're like, this place sucks, you know, but you also still live there. And yeah.
It's not like I go out of my way where I'm like, don't do it, you know what I mean? Yeah. If I see them walking around, like I do that. Like when we were, for example, when we were apartment hunting or whatever last weekend, I like go through the tour, but then I kind of like I'm looking around and I will ask a resident, how do you like living here?
Yeah.
Like for real. Smart. For real, that's what I do every fucking time.
Smart.
And then there are some people who are like, hey, like how do you guys living here, how you guys like living here? And Garage Boy are like, listen, this and
here's
this. And I was
truth.
Like, for real, you're going to need a P.O. box because your shit's going to get stolen. Mm. Like, you're going to, like, the garage, whatever, never works. Like, I don't think if you live by yourself, here are some safety precautions I would take, because, like, I do not feel comfortable when I'm by myself at these certain times. Like, yeah. All this kind of shit,
right,
you know?
Right.
But, like, I don't know. It reminds me of a story of, like, another friend of ours in the building. He gave his honest review, his honest experience of what happened to him when he went to a restaurant. And it was not good. Like, it was not a good experience. And then, like, the restaurant owner ended up reaching out to him and was like, I need you to take that down.
Yeah.
But it's,
I mean,
like,
I've
bro.
I've heard crazy stories before. I forget where I heard this.
Like, he was the bad guy. Like, people were like, how could you put this out? But it's like,
that's wild.
That's what happened to
him,
though.
This, I think I may have heard this on TikTok, maybe somewhere. I forget where I heard this. But basically, somebody left a bad review of something, and they found this person, and they ended up then going to their company and like making some kind of fake accusation about the person, and ended up trying to get them fired over it. But like, it was because they left a bad review of their company. I mean, it's the generation that we live in.
That's
which
true.
Is
the
like,
internet.
The internet. It's like the second that you enter into that, unfortunately, you're entering into, I mean, it's, the review system.
Bless you,
Charlotte.
Sorry.
The review system is there to be beneficial, but unfortunately, you're dealing with people and emotions, and like,
yeah,
you're entering into kind of a scary landscape of people that are going to react to what you're saying. And so the question is, should you Jessica, I mean, even if you weren't a public figure, the question is, should
you? If I wasn't a public figure, yeah. I would do it without even a fucking blink.
Yeah, I would.
I would literally do it.
But should you, as somebody that obviously has like a public image, and I mean, so imagine this. Imagine if you leave a bad review and Tracy, our general manager, gets a call and they're like, hey, maybe their parent company advertises with Odyssey somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Is that fair though?
No, it's not fair.
I feel like that's not fair.
But then I feel like you have the receipts to be like, they're butthurt and this is why.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to potentially spare someone else going through what you went through? Or do you just want to protect your peace?
But that's my thing, though. I feel so strongly about that, of like not wanting someone to experience what we did. I feel so, because there's so many things that have happened there that they try to brush under the rug and like won't tell the residents that are like compromising safety. Yeah. And that's what I feel passionate about.
So
where
here's
it's
the
like,
question.
That's
here's the
so
question.
Shitty.
Think about all of the great vigilantes that have come before you, people that had to step outside of their comfort zones to make a change in this world and have had to face all types of persecutions. Are you willing to, no matter what comes from your review, stand up against whatever that might come your way? I mean, I guess the question is, how important is it to you, Jessica Dutra, to have your comment be seen? And if it is important to you, if you're that passionate because your experience at this gym, at this apartment was that bad.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you got to do it, right? Like your voice has to be heard. I mean,
does it have to be like a bullet point of everything? Like I could say as simple as for your safety, I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, right.
Like as simple as that.
That's the thing. People, they do read reviews, but let's be honest. A one-star review is a one-star review.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're flipping through apartments and you see that apartment has a 2 out of 5 stars,
you're not even, never mind.
I don't even give a shit what this person has to say. Like I ain't living there no matter what.
Yeah.
Versus like, does it really matter if you go through and you're like, Susie at the front desk is a bitch versus like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is that the safe way?
Celia says, I can't post any of my real thoughts on anything these days because of my business. I don't need any crazy person coming for me.
I mean,
that's
so
fair,
real.
But that is so real. That is so real.
And that's the thing. Like, well, how about this? I mean, I feel like Celia on YouTube also says, I feel like I need to make an anonymous burner account to post what I really feel. I mean,
that is an option.
Could Garage first Garage Boy, the most passive man.
I know.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, his review would be like, nah, fam. Period. That's what he would say.
Nah, fam.
Nah,
don't
fam.
Do it.
1 star. That's what he'd say. Maybe that'll be our
like
plan.
Post it under him, you know, like versus your name that like would be a little bit more recognizable.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because like he's not known by his name.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Garage Boy.
No.
You know.
Bad garages.
Yeah, right. Garage sucked. 0 stars. Like,
no, it's true. Yeah, no, yeah. For real though.
But I think that's the two best options. Either you give it a bad review with not a ton of details.
Yeah.
Or you put it under Garage Boy's name, or you just don't. Because I think that the repercussions of this could be, unfortunately, for your own... What you'd hate to do is have a really bad apartment experience, and then on the back end, it come back to bite you in the ass when you're just trying to be honest about how bad it was. And it's like insult to injury.
It's very true. It's annoying.
Yeah. Okay, Charlotte has been promising me a really good poop dilemma. Is it a dilemma or has it already happened? Or
yeah, it already. It's more like I need your insight as someone with a poop phobia. I need your.
How long do they take this podcast away from us? It won't be long. It won't be long, y'all. This may be the last episode. I never know. Charlotte needs some poop insight, and we're gonna do it right after this break.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I'm here for all of your poop insights.
Ugh, I always know I can count on you in that department.
Always here for you. Yes, what happened?
Okay, so young Charlotte has been on the dating scene again.
Yeah, you have been. You've been out there. She's been out in these streets, y'all. She's been.
I love it.
It's been fun. We're chilling. So I was on a fun third date the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was really nice.
I don't know where these two stories are going to go between I'm on a date and pooping, but I'm here for it.
Oh, just you wait. It's all going to come together beautifully. So it was really good date. Banter was great. We did a bit the whole time. And I love a bit. Unfortunately, that is the way to my heart.
What's a bit? What's a date bit?
Okay. So we were doing this thing where you can pay in cash at this bar. So we were doing a gangster and mob wife thing the whole time where I was like,
fun.
Tony,
you're that's gonna, so Charlotte,
you know,
wait, I love that he was playing along.
Exactly. No,
that's
I literally
flag.
Said to him,
that's a green
I was
flag.
Like, I was like, we have to stop joking or I'm going to not be able to stop doing an accent. And he was like, what if I'm into it? And I was like, let's
wow.
go.
That's fun.
Dubs in the chat.
Is this your soulmate? I feel like this is your soulmate.
Maybe.
Yeah, this is giving good potential.
Well, just you wait. Because okay. we're getting there. Okay. So vibes, great. I got there and he already had a gin and tonic for me because he remembered that was my favorite.
Wow.
Green flags abound, yeah. right? So we end up hooking up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great, fun time.
Oh, nice.
Love that
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I skipped something. So before that happened, he was like, oh, if you want to just stay over tonight, that's cool. So
that's
I was like,
nice.
Hey. Yeah. So I was like, bet. Cause then I don't have to stress about if I'm too crunk to go home or
yeah.
Getting back to my car at night, you know, slay. Okay. So we get back. All that happens. We're chilling for a good hour after fun times.
Mm-hmm.
We're just chatting. Everything's chill. We're listening to music. Vibes are great. And suddenly he's like,
oh no. What's the noise?
He's like, so I have to take a really epic shit right now.
Wait.
And he was like, and I don't want you to be here when that happens. So my question is,
Hang on. When in the night is this?
This was over an hour after sexy time.
Okay.
Is it late at night?
It was, yeah, it had to be around midnight by then.
Okay.
So I'm like fully like
comfy. Did he say I have to take an epic shit?
I wish I could remember his exact verbiage because it was even funnier than that. Okay. But it was something along the lines
but
of
he
like,
said shit though, right?
Yeah, he was okay. Like, I have to take an like a monstrous, epic, some synonym to that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. And he's guys like, but so I don't want weird. You to be here.
And he was like, he how literally do said.
Guys? How do you date guys? I don't understand. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay, and he so, literally was like, I don't want you to be here for that.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So my question is, does he genuinely have a poop phobia that serious? Or.
So wait, what did he want? He wanted you to leave.
He wanted
the house.
Me to leave so he could shit.
Wait, did you leave so
yes,
he could?
Yes, I fully went home.
Are
so
you
I'm
fucking
like,
kidding
is
me?
Is this like fear of intimacy? No, that's not a dub.
Wait, pause. You were there for an hour yes. after you guys literally were just intimate.
Yes.
And then he says, I have to shit. Please leave my home. And you fucking left at midnight? What in the actual fuck? You're cut off. You're cut off.
Is it that simple?
Bro,
like, is he cut off?
No,
I would
on.
Cut this
hang
man
on.
Off so fucking quick.
Hang
so you're on. Telling me, I just got you the fuck off. And now you're going to tell me now I have to leave after an hour just because you have to take a shit? Lose my number.
Like,
never talk to me ever again.
Like,
bye.
Because part of me is like, I yeah, kind is, of get that.
I very much get this. Okay, hang on.
Charlotte, did he walk you to your car?
No.
Bye. Bye.
Like,
literally, bye. Literally,
so
bye.
So, do we think this is like a fear of intimacy? Do we think he decided he hates me? Or
I think he's a
did
joke.
Did he really just okay. have to shit
we
that
gotta,
bad?
We gotta break this down.
How okay. old is this man?
30.
Bye.
Okay, let's break this down piece by piece.
Literally,
here. Because
bye.
I was honestly, I was so excited with this how the story was going, and then I'm just okay.
Oh yeah, there's all I right. mean, there's more I could get into about how confusing this whole thing has been, but like,
if you're new to the podcast,
wait, are you guys still talking?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Means yes.
Okay.
Charlotte, we gotta. What?
No, so what? You're just gonna fucking leave every time he has to take a shit?
As you should.
What
like,
happened?
Like,
what
I need
happens?
Us to break down what that was.
Okay.
Like,
well,
was
hang on.
That
hang
real
on.
Poop phobia.
Because okay, now if you're kind of new to the Kramer and Jess universe, you need to know I have massive. Pooping anxiety. Okay. I do. I really like it. And I don't know where it comes from. I'm not sure where it stems from. It's on my therapy list, but we got a lot of other things to be worrying about right now than my poop phobia. So I empathize with my guy over here.
Right.
That I do like, I do get very nervous when there's anyone in my, I get nervous to poop at work. Like I get really like there's an anxiety factor that comes up if I have to poop and there's anyone in my vicinity. So I get it.
And you've made people like go
yeah,
away.
Like and this is and this, so these are true stories because like, sometimes like I'll exaggerate for the radio. You know they're never made up stories, but they're just exaggerated sometimes. I mean I will. Like when I in my old condo there were bathrooms downstairs and like I would say hey if you're gonna to poop you got to go downstairs like we would you have to like go use the downstairs bathroom you yeah. pee upstairs but then that's a true story I mean, we hyped it up a little bit but that was a very real story. You're not allowed to poop and I'm also not going to poop up here
even though you have two bathrooms but
and
you still wouldn't allow
yeah and it's across the you know the condo but you still have to go downstairs to poop like you're not allowed to poop up here and I'm mm-hmm. also not going to poop up here and I don't know what it is mm-hmm. so just know that like this conversation is being met with someone that also understands a poop
phobic person. That's why I came
person.
To you.
But would I ever, ever kick a woman out of my home?
But you have, though. That counts. Like, you literally making them leave your apartment complex to, like, go downstairs.
But not for the night,
is,
bro.
It's, like, still weird. Like, no matter what time that she has to leave, like, that's
still
fucking
weird. You might say it's weird. Okay, that's fine.
Didn't you also make your mom, like, go out of your guys' hotel room in the middle of, like, random-ass Pennsylvania, go downstairs? Like, she's, like, 70.
It's fine. But I would not make my mom leave the vacation. They we're talking two different spectrums of like crazy. No.
Both of you guys are in the same crazy pot together.
So
maybe he's your soulmate.
maybe this is your son.
Yeah, this might not be for me. This might be for you.
Bro, there is a massive red flag in this situation, right? Like there's a big problem. Okay, so
this
here.
Is bad.
This is bad. As bad right? As like
does it inspire you to fix your own issue?
No,
so you, you can see what
more.
It feels like
no,
on the other end.
No, this is way more normal. For a guy to send you home because he has to go poop is like there is something way wrong. And like there, if a guy sends you home for any reason, I don't think that's a true story. I don't think it's a true story.
You don't think there was any shit?
Mm-mm. I don't think he shit. He may have had a shit, but I don't think that was the real reason of why you had to go home.
Okay.
If I'm being honest with you.
I honestly think it was like a fear of like intimacy thing.
Yeah.
I think he got freaked out.
I think
like he asked you to stay and then he like freaked out.
He freaked himself out. And to Isabel, to answer your question, this was like not the first time that it happened. So
wait, pause.
Wait.
Oh, no, sorry. Hooking up had happened. He had not kicked me out.
Question that Isabel said is, didn't he know he would have to poop at some point? I mean, yeah, does the man not have bowels? Like, his point when he told you to stay, was this the first time having fun time?
So this isn't the first time you guys were intimate, but this is the first time that he offered to you that you could stay over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was like quite earlier in the night, but I was like, okay, like I was like assuming that was still happening.
I don't think it's a true story. I don't think that's the real reason of, and I say this with all love, like I'm not trying to like upset
you. No, that's why I'm coming to you.
I don't think, you know what I mean? Like the man obviously knew that he was going to have to defecate at some point in his
but
life.
I don't know. Like sometimes you're feeling fine. Then it comes on like really strong. And you're like,
then like, but you don't send a woman home over that.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I'm with you there.
You know what I mean? Like, you just don't, you wouldn't.
Like, I don't care about, like, honestly, there could have been excuses. There could have been reasoning. Because all I know is if that, like, you feel okay enough to be inside of me, but I'm not allowed to either poop in your same vicinity or you don't feel comfortable enough to poop in front of me, like literally never talk to me ever fucking again.
Nah, you can go downstairs, bro. You can at least go downstairs.
I mean, think that's
how
so
did you
weird.
Feel? The question is, how did you feel?
I was just like,
because you're still talking to him clearly, so like this is not a big enough deal for you, I guess, to like cut
and why?
Things off.
Because like, why though, bro? Like,
well, I haven't really texted him since I got home that night, so it's not.
How did you feel in that moment when he was like, "Hey, I've got to go poop"? Did you get it or did you not get it?
I mean, I kind of just like laughed because I was like, because
you're uncomfortable. You
I was
don't know
like,
what else.
That's
to
real
do.
As
yeah,
hell.
Yeah.
Like I think in the moment, like I wasn't that offended, but I think like the more I've like sat with it, I'm like, oh, this is like really fucking weird.
It's fucking weird. It's fucking disrespectful. Also too, the fact that he didn't walk you to your car is like the cherry on top for me.
Yeah
that's true. That I mean, there's enough red flags
at night
here.
And at midnight like that, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it YouTube? What are we feeling about this? Yeah. Are you guys getting red flags, or does our guy just have like poop phobia like to the max over here?
This
is coming from the poop phobia guy.
It's so many mixed signals. Like you guys were saying earlier, like it was so many green flags, and then I was like, well, wait for it, because it's kind of been like that since I started hanging out with him. Like the amount of like mixed signals is like the craziest I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm trying to be more self-respecting.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like,
wait, mixed signals as in like he makes you feel like he's down and then sometimes he doesn't and you can't read him?
Yeah, I can't really read it. And like, so my plan was like to low-key talk about it the other night because I thought we'd have time. But then he supposedly had to shit, so I didn't even get to get into it because I'm like, I'm not even like in the space where I was like, we need to define the relationship. Like,
no.
I'm just like,
you just want to know, like, are you down like, or not? Are you having fun? Are you interested?
Yeah, I don't understand exactly
how could he
what's happening.
MD Keenan on our YouTube show says, how could he feel more comfortable enough to do that?
Oh, do you mean like comfortable enough to like say that he had?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That
like,
doesn't bother me at all, to be honest. Like, if someone's like, yo, if he, I thought he was about to be like, yo, how I thought the story was going was he was about to be like, yo, I have to take a massive shit. Like, do you care?
Yeah, and
like,
then that's you to be weirded out that was too soon for me. Like, I didn't know where that story was going.
Dude, if someone told me that, I'd be like, dude, like, do you. Like, that doesn't bother me. If anything, if someone's like, hey, I have to take a massive shit right now. Like, no, I'll be right back. My respect level for you goes up like 100,000 points. No. Like, if you can just tell me what the fuck is up, like, I don't care.
No,
I literally don't care.
If a girl told me she was going to poop on our first date, I'm out.
Dude, literally.
I'm telling you. She's like, I got to go take a, if a girl. Let me tell you this right now. Let me tell you this right fucking now. On a very first spin, if this was in reverse, and like, let's just say we like just made sweet, sweet love to one another, okay? Mm. The creams had just make sweet, okay. Sweet love. And then all of a sudden, she's like, I gotta go, what'd you say you said? I gotta go take a giant,
take an epic shit.
I'm never talking to you again. Like,
you're
just
lame.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. Bro, well, when I was in San Diego with all my friends and like we were staying at my friend Jen's house, she has two bathrooms and she literally was like, everyone, this is the blow up bathroom and this is the regular bathroom. And all of us were like, bet. Like, it's just, I don't know. I really don't understand like why people are so weird about that.
I don't know. We should get Leah on one day to talk about poop phobias. I don't know if there's a thing rooted here or not. I mean, honestly, this kind of answered my question that I was going to ask for the next segment, but we'll talk about it just really quick. Hang on. I was going to ask if I should go meet up with this woman, but you honestly just ruined it for me. So thank you so much. Hang on. Thank you, Charlotte.
There you go.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
4th of July is coming up on Friday, and I'm fine being alone, you know that? Like, I don't mind being alone, but holidays I struggle with a little bit being alone. It's like the one thing I haven't quite mastered yet is like being alone on holidays. I don't know why I struggle with holidays. I think it's like just the one time that like you feel like you should be doing something. Mm. Does that make sense? Like, I used to really struggle with weekends being alone, but now I love it, bro. Are you kidding me? Like, mm-hmm. like going to the movies alone felt weird, or mm-hmm. or going out to eat by yourself felt weird. But I love all that shit now. Holidays, for some reason, like, still, if a holiday rolls around, I feel really weird. So, like, 4th of July being on Friday, like, and not having, like, all my friends that I've made are, like, all going to go do things. And I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I should be doing something for the 4th, but like I wasn't really quite sure what I wanted to do. So there's like a girl like chit-chatting me up over here on Instagram, and I've like been kind of entertaining it a little bit. And out of nowhere, she's like, "Hey," and I don't even know what this means. So I kind of need your help decode. And Charlotte, old Jess and Charlotte may have to decode this for a little bit.
Old Jess.
What the fuck does that mean?
Old Jess. Like, Jess used to go out and party all the time.
Okay.
May have to decode what this even means. She goes, "Hey, my friend and I," she's like, "for some friends and I have..." What do you mean you don't know what old Jess means?
I literally had no idea what you were about to say. Like, you could just, I don't know, you could have just said, like, "Charlotte, Jess, my friends," like, felt like that was, like, a little, I don't know what that was for.
You don't know the difference between old Jess and new Jess? We talk about it all the time.
I know, I really didn't. I was, like confused.
Different era?
Yeah. Yeah, different era, Jess. Like, we used to go out and party all the time. So, all of a sudden, she's like, "My friends and I have an extra wristband for a lake cabin that we have rented at," is it Deep Creek Lake?
Yeah, probably.
And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? An extra wristband for a cabin that we have rented at Deep Creek Lake. And I'm like,
where is that?
Oh, I don't know how far from here. Maybe like I've never been. My sister goes. It's like this lake that everyone goes to in Maryland.
So is it giving like everyone's kind of like floating in the river, like drinking in the river kind of vibes?
I don't know what it means to have a wristband for a lake house.
Maybe
okay?
It's like a ticketed event, like for the area.
Right.
As far as
a
like
wristband,
I'm sure they cut it off. I mean, if hella people are gonna be there,
it's usually like for like a festival.
That was like my first red flag. Because I'm like,
it's some sort of event, clearly.
A wristband. Like a wristband. So red flag number one. Wristband for a lake house makes me a little concerned, number one. Okay, but let's keep going with this conversation. She was like, "I have an extra wristband for this lake house that we were in." And I was like, you should like totally come with me and my friends. She's like, "We're gonna go." She's like, "We're leaving on Thursday though, so you can come up on Friday though if you want to." And I'm like, okay. She's like, "But you'll also have to bring a sleeping bag with you." And I'm like, bro, like I'm like, what in the world am I getting myself into like with a sleeping bag? And she's like, but it gets totally cool. She goes, "This is absolutely how I met the last guy that I dated. I just brought him with me to the lake house." And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, what are you talking about?
She's not selling it well.
You're absolutely not selling me on this whatsoever. So like, and this is 2 days ago, and I'm like,
you still haven't given her an answer?
No. Well, okay. So let me tell you one more thing about this girl. This is a girl that like literally like chit-chatted me up for a while and then like literally ghosted me for about, I don't know, like maybe a week and a half, and came back like nothing was wrong. It was so bizarre. And then like all of a sudden invites me to come to a lake house that apparently needs a wristband and says, "Bring a sleeping bag with you, but it's going to be so much fun. I think you're going to have a blast." What the fuck is going on right now? What, like, am I living in some kind of alternate reality that this sounds absolutely insane? Or like, am I getting too old to understand like what this even means?
I mean, it's not even about being too old. Like, that's just not, and that's nothing that you are going to enjoy, and you know it. Like, yeah. Remember you got in a fight with like when you went to go on some trip about who was going to get a certain kind of bed. Like,
this is for literal 4th of July proper.
Yeah.
Hold up. I'm on the events page.
What's a wristband for it?
No, it's obviously some event. It's like obviously an event.
But she said, I have an extra wristband for our lake house. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
And also, if there's a lake house, shouldn't there be rooms? As in, why don't you need a sleeping bag?
No, what I'm thinking is, obviously, this is clearly like a thing that they've planned. He is replacing someone, which is why they have an extra wristband. Right. But he would probably be sleeping like on the floor somewhere.
So you're not getting sexy time. And she's probably replacing the guy that she brought last year that she ghosted you
and
for.
Then please don't say.
They broke up.
Okay, I think I've gotten to the bottom of it.
What is? Okay.
There is a parade float.
Like on the water.
I'm not sure. Maybe. Is it like literally a float? Like a floating float? Maybe that's what it's for?
Like boats vibes-ish.
But what would you need a wristband? I'm going to tell you what. It's almost piqued my interest so much how fucking weird this is that like I'm just curious what happens in this lake house that you would need a wristband for. That like, what does that mean?
I mean, it's definitely like some like camping vibes too. Right? It's definitely going to be like outdoorsy.
And like, why would I need to bring a sleeping bag for your lake house? I mean, I've been like doing this for almost 2 days now where I'm so confused on this whole process. And this is exactly how you met the last guy you dated.
I think she meant like, this isn't the first time I've invited like a new interest to kind of like a trip kind of thing. So yeah. I think she's trying to make it seem like this isn't, I don't think it's weird because obviously something like this of like introducing someone to your friends might be some sort of like, I don't know, tier of like the dating spectrum. But I think for her, she's like, I mean, I've done this before. Like, I think it's like, it's all vibes.
But also why would you invite the guy you've never met? Would you ever do that? Invite a guy you never met to like hang out with your friends for the weekend?
Yeah.
You would do that?
I have done that. Yeah. Because I think it's just a matter of like, what do we think about him?
Oh my God.
It's like a test.
This literally... When you guys wonder how dating is in 2025, like this is basically how it is. Like
it's weird.
I'm just not here for it, man. I just can't. So the question is like, will I be lonely enough to show up? I don't think I'm that lonely yet for a 3-day weekend, but
you could always go feel it out, and if you don't like it, just be like, sorry, I have to shit and leave and go home. So apparently that's an option.
I gotta poop, so I gotta go, man. I should probably ask what the bathroom situation is before I go, because that's very stressful.
You are gonna sleep in a sleeping bag. You the
no,
frames.
No.
Exactly.
No. Dude, did the guy ever say sorry, like after the day after? Like, did he ever even acknowledge?
No, and I've been kind of wondering, like, I'm like debating if I wanna like acknowledge it.
That's weird.
He did continue texting me the bit though.
You don't get the bit.
Because he called me my mob wife name after I got home, and I was like,
You don't get the bit anymore.
But I was still being nice because I said I'd say when I got home safe, so maybe that was my fault.
No, the bit's dead. The bit's over, man. I think once you kick someone out of your house that you said could stay, I'm just telling you, something's weird there. You don't ask somebody to stay and then ask them to go home, and I don't care what the excuse is in between. Like, something's...
Do you think
he's a little
he had someone else over to fuck immediately after? That would be crazy.
No, I just think something happened. Like, I just think something... But the thing is like, you're still talking, so I'm like, what's...
But are we... I mean...
Oh, no,
I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll see what's happening. But this time, do you guys have plans to hang out again or no? It's just chit chat at this point.
I'm supposed to see him at a mutual friend's event next week. So,
well, that wasn't vague. Then I don't know what.
But
it is.
I actually think it'll be a really good chance to feel it out because I'm like, if he's like pretending he doesn't know who I am type beat in front of all of our mutual friends, that tells me everything I need to know.
Oh,
you feel
well,
me?
Yeah.
So I actually think it'll be very telling.
Ooh, dating inside the friend group is also really tricky sometimes, though, man. Like, what happens if you bring somebody else?
That would be wild.
That's going to be tricky, too.
I mean, he knows I'm going, so that would be kind of weird.
And what if he rolls in and he's got a different mob wife? That's going to be real. That's going to fuck you up.
I mean,
up.
I'll be hotter, so.
Period.
All right, that's it for today, y'all. Thank you so much for being here for Uncensored. We appreciate you. Let's keep up with this, man. We're back. We're here for the foreseeable future, so keep on pressing play throughout the summer. Jess, where do we get you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on all socials, and my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess.
Charlotte.
I'm at PTSD Diva on Instagram, and I have my writing and stuff linked on there if you want to read that.
And I am That Guy Kramer. I've got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy, and we just appreciate y'all. Love y'all so much. Thank you for being here. What's up, Queen Pam? I don't know if we saw you earlier, but what's up? Thank you all so much for participating on YouTube. We are Kramer and Jess on YouTube, and we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.